Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club Extra Terrestrial. I'm Coulson Smith, and as always, I am joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we get together to educate each other on films. However, Sofa Cinema Club Extra Terrestrial, it is a little bit different. It is our podcast where we go around the world to find out where you guys are listening to the podcast. We also find out what you guys love, hate, and rate about the show. We do a Would You Rather, don't we, Jack?
Yeah, we do, yeah.
We choose a top five of a certain topic that Ben is going to tell us about later. But last week, Ben, you told us to go and watch Hidden Figures. This week, what have you got for us?
I've got a special this week. After our live show, it's a shout out to someone who was in the audience who I didn't realise was in the audience at the time.
You had the sweet moment of reading her out, yeah. And then she said, that's
and
me.
And she went, it's me. And I was like, who's that? And she went, Charlotte Fletcher, Fletcher, C95. Hi, guys. First of all, thank you for keeping myself and many others entertained each week. I look forward to my commutes to work on a Monday and Thursday more than any other days, so I can listen to the latest episode of the podcast. Fantastic. I wanted to message you guys following Monday's ET episode to say please, please, please watch Coda if you get the chance. Disney Plus.
Great film. Yeah.
Even if it's not for an episode, I myself am a coder, and I watched this over the weekend. Funny, so relatable for myself, having grown up with a deaf parent. Keep up the awesome work. SCC is mint, and my absolute favourite podcast. Five stars. So, that's a shout out to you, Charlotte Fletcher. She's a journalism graduate and sports fan.
We all said, didn't we, on the live show, it is a real great film. It's the last film that made me cry.
Didn't Worst Person in the World make you cry?
No. No, it didn't.
It didn't make me cry, actually, to be fair.
Did Coda make you cry?
No, I don't know if it
just
did.
Just that scene on the pickup truck.
Oh, we don't spoil it.
I'm not spoiled at all.
Have you not seen it?
No, yeah.
It's good film.
Have you not? No. Oh, it's amazing.
Did it win the Oscar?
Yeah.
For best film?
Yeah. It's a podcast pick. It's probably a podcast pick for me. I think it was 10. It probably is a podcast pick for me. So I'll save
you've
it.
Ruined it.
Well, I've not yet.
You've given your rating.
Imagine I'd do it and I go sloppy six second time watching it.
Five.
So new for this series on Extraterrestrial, we've been doing top fives, haven't we?
Mm.
Where Ben gives us a topic, we put it into a top five that is set in stone for the rest of life.
Yeah.
But some people don't appreciate that it's set in stone and they've got in touch to tell us about their first date cinema memories, which is actually very good that they've got in touch, because we were a bit stumped on this one, weren't we, Jack?
Yes, we were.
So, Mummy You on Twitter. Mummy You. I think a cinema date is defined by the type of film you like. If anyone asked me to watch a horror movie, the relationship would be doomed. strong. Jurassic Park, stroke World, on the other hand. Two emojis there. Very strong emoji game. Stephen Millward on Patreon. I once took a date to a special screening of 51st Date. Do you remember that?
No.
Is that the Samuel L. Jackson, yeah. Robert Carlyle?
Yeah. Mm. She thought she was going to see 50 First Dates, and I really should have told her when she said she loved Adam Sandler, but anyone who loves Adam Sandler really deserves what's coming to them. Anyway, about 15 minutes in, she got up and said, "We're going." I said I wanted to stay. I never saw her again.
Wow. Ooh. That's awkward. That's why you shouldn't go on a first date to the cinema.
No, yeah, you should. You shouldn't.
Ian Watt on Patreon.
Head of catering.
Head of catering. Hi, Ian. My mate once told me that one of the girls he worked with really fancied me and wanted to go out. I turn up to pick her up from her house, and it wasn't the girl I expected. It was someone totally different that I didn't even remember. We went to the cinema. I asked her what she wanted to see, and my heart sank. Can we see The Fantastic Four?
No.
No. I had to sit there putting up with a boring date and a terrible film. In the end, I took the coward's way out and never spoke to her again.
The coward's way.
Never ghost, spoke to her again.
The ghost, that's ghost. Called now. Ghosted her.
Oh, is it?
The ghost.
He ghosted her.
Simon Wilson. I had a first date at the cinema and took her to watch Ted.
Yep.
I know, not a standout date movie. You're right there. She was asking all the questions all the way through and even asked, what's going on now? She was stunning. I was punching. We didn't go on another date.
Mm.
It looks like a lot of them are bombing they with the
work.
First date at the cinema.
They don't yeah. work.
And look, I need Fraz on Instagram to come back. Okay. Fraz, help me. I haven't read these, by the way. Me and my wife's first date was Star Wars Episode 3. Revenge of the Sith.
That's
the
last
one after.
No, it's the last one in the reboots. You've seen the reboots, haven't you?
No, not seen any of them.
Oh, right, okay.
We both found each other secretly loved Star Wars. It's something we instantly bonded over and are together 17 years later with a six-year-old who also loves Star Wars.
Fair enough.
So there we go. We pulled it back. Thank you, Fran, on Instagram.
Shall I play the voice note from my mate?
Please.
So you said that they all seem to bomb. Well, actually, my mate Wayne listens to every episode and he sent us this voice note about him on a first date watching a film.
Have you ever been on a first date at the cinema? Yes. Me and Sparrow went to the cinema. There was not much on, like you said, so we ended up watching Watchmen. I don't know if you've seen it. We thought it'd be like X-Men. Really cool, really good. It wasn't. It was 2 hours, 35 minutes long. I didn't understand what was going on for the first hour. Then this big blue guy was just cruising around with his cock out,
yep.
followed by an awkward sex scene on a spaceship or something like that. I just remember it being the most awkward thing you would ever see. So 2 hours, 30 minutes later, we go to the car park, both go to try and get some change out to pay for the parking, bang his heads together, nearly 14 years later, here we are.
That is absolutely true, isn't it?
About Watchmen.
That film is Bobbins.
It's a comic book.
Yeah.
And I did read the comic book.
Is it
it's
Zack
very
Schneider?
Different. The actual book, graphic novel, is very good.
Is but it? He does have his cock out.
Through the whole...
Yeah.
It sounds an awkward film to watch on a first date.
Yeah. He's a scientist. I don't think you see much of his willy, though.
You do.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, you do.
I actually went up for a part in Watchmen.
Did you?
What, in 2005?
Not Blue Cock.
Yeah. Wow. Not him. I can't remember. I think I went for...
Night Owl.
Yeah.
That's Patrick Wilson. He's...
Not The Conjuring.
Ed Warren. It is.
A Conjuring.
From The Conjuring.
Oh, okay.
The guy from The Conjuring.
Okay. That could have been you.
It could have been me. You. But it wasn't, and I'm here.
And he's there.
Then he's there.
Well, seeing as you are here, Ben, we might as well make good use of you by giving us this week's top five.
Well, it was a suggestion from the floor.
Oh.
Jack's suggestion.
Top five villains.
Oh!
Let's go.
Top
Voldemort.
Five. Voldemort.
Vader.
Do you know who's worse than Voldemort?
Ron.
No. Thingy Umbledore. The girl.
Hermione.
No. Dolores Umbridge. She's probably a bigger villain than Voldemort in a
well,
way.
She in, is she?
She's the one who yeah, makes him right.
No one knows who she is.
No, they
if you
do.
Say Voldemort, I know who he is. I don't know who she is. Voldemort, Vader.
The Joker.
The Joker.
Joker's good.
Joker's been played by how many different actors in how many different films?
Joker.
And everyone recognises the Joker as being a big villain.
Yeah.
He's the biggest villain in the Batman's super universe, isn't he?
Yeah. Who else?
Probably in comic book universe.
Kez's brother.
Judd.
Not like villain. Like.
Hannibal Lecter.
Good. Very Hannibal good. Lecter.
What's he called? Fucking...
Film. What
Anton
film?
Anton Sjogar.
Anton DeBec.
Anton Sjogar, I think he's called, isn't he? No Country for Old Men.
Okay. Oh, yes.
With the, yeah.
Yeah, he's very bad. He's a proper villain.
Anton Sjogar. Nurse Ratchet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah.
Norman Bates. Psycho.
I think a villain has to have a slightly larger than life feel about them.
Maleficent from Sleeping Beauty. She always shit me.
Who kills Mufasa?
Scar. Good.
Scar's
from Lion
good.
King.
Scar's good.
Hans Gruber from Die Hard.
Good villain. Although I quite like, what's his face? Jeremy Irons.
In Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Yeah. But Gruber's good.
Child Catcher. Chitty Chitty
yes,
Bang Bang.
Brilliant. Now that's a villain.
That's good.
Straight off. That's a villain. That's almost number one. He's coming to your village with a cage. Cage. Yeah.
Well, it's a little bicycle, isn't yeah. it? Circus. And
that's
the
very bad. He's a good villain.
Oswald Granger, Hannah Montana the movie. Big villain. Big villain.
Still pushing it.
He tries to unmask still a hero.
It. Still pushing that.
Any Bond.
Oh, Blofeld. No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
That's the laser beam, isn't it? On the when he's on
yeah.
the thing.
Goldfinger.
Who's the scariest villain? Who's scared? Oh, Count Olaf, Lemony Snicket.
Yeah, he's yeah. good.
Goldfinger named after the architect.
That guy from Avengers everyone likes.
Loki.
Him. No, the no. other one. The one with the rings. Uzi.
Thanos.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's shy.
Yeah, but it's shy.
Top five it.
Bond is a good one, actually. A Bond villain. They are known for their villains, aren't
they? Should
we
put a Bond at five?
Blofeld at five.
Blofeld yeah. at five.
I'd say Blofeld at five. Nurse Ratchet at four. Cuckoo's yeah. Nest.
Yeah. Three.
Voldemort's one or two.
Well, I'd go no, Voldemort no. then, because I'd say Joker and Vader are above him.
Two.
I think you'd have to go Joker at two.
One Vader.
One has got to be the Sith Lord himself, Darth
never,
Vader.
And I've never seen Star Wars, but Child I will.
Catcher didn't make it.
Yeah.
Child Catcher.
At six. So that's it, the top six for That's it, no comebacks.
No comebacks set in stone, but as always, if there is anything you think we've missed out, get in touch and let us know for
it's a big,
next
It's a big
week.
Thing that I think top five villains, very good.
Top five's good. Very top good. Five's good. The other thing that's good, Ben, is when you go around the world and you tell us where people are listening to Sofa Cinema Club. But before we start off, what method of transport are we all in this week?
This is for three of us. It's really obscure and you two won't like it. But this is something I absolutely wanted when I was a kid. You know Tron, the movie?
Mm.
Light bike.
Mm.
Okay.
That's what I wanted. So all three of us are on light bike.
That's like, I wanted, what was the thing that Luke's on?
Oh, yeah, speed.
Light speeder, light land speeder. Speed, yeah. Land speeder, I think yeah. they were called, weren't they?
Yeah.
I liked that.
It was that or Evel Knievel yeah. for me. For you, Cos? One of the cars from Cars?
Lightning McQueen.
I am Lightning McQueen.
Oh dear. I am
Oh dear.
Lightning
I know, Ben. I am Lightning McQueen.
I'm not in his car.
Okay, here we
I
go.
I used to want to have the TARDIS. I went through a phase of wanting the TARDIS.
Really?
Yeah. So we're on the bike. Helmets on?
Yeah.
Full safety. Where Full safety. Are we going on the bike?
First place we're going... The Hague, Netherlands, 2.4 million people.
It's a city called The Hague.
Yeah.
Is that in between Amsterdam and Rotterdam?
Well, it could be.
I don't know.
I'm fucking like, is it, if you took 14,000 people and times by nine and then you divide it by eight, would it be that, Ben?
Is it?
Like, you just ask, it's like, I fucking know.
Is it on the way to Leeds and Birmingham?
Right, The Hague. Netherlands, 2.4 million people, 8 degrees at the moment. How many in The Hague?
About the same temperature as what it is here, isn't it?
Yep.
I'm going to go 16 based on that, Celsius.
You're at a good number there, you are, Shepherd.
Do you think?
You're at a good number. 13.
13!
Get in, is it?
Yeah!
Yes.
I think you might have seen the paper.
Out the bag.
Well, okay, then. Here we go. Next one. That's a big one there. Milan, Ooh. Italy. 1.3 million people. 12 degrees in Italy.
Bit warm.
In Milan.
Bit warm.
I like Milan. Been to Milan
You've
quite
been,
a lot.
Haven't you?
Been like four times,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't know why, I just keep going back.
Yeah, you love it.
Yeah.
Milan, 24.
17.
One.
Ooh,
he's always got one in him. Right, here we go. Rounding up. Coming in, Dallas.
Oh, hello.
1.28 million people. It's only 8 degrees. I thought it would be hotter.
1.2 million people?
Yeah.
In Dallas?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
I thought there'd be loads. Oh,
no, I thought so as well. I might have got it wrong. Maybe it's they're calling it the centre. I think city in Texas. 1.2 million people. City in Texas.
Mm. I think this is...
Age, 181 years.
I think this is one or two people. So I'm going to go four. I'm going to go for two people. Four.
Jack?
Nine.
It's 16 degrees now, actually. And it's five.
Wow. Three. I'll tell you what, we did all right.
Probably the best round we had.
It's a good dark cluster, is that, isn't it?
It's, you're nearly in the 180
it's territory. Not me going 100,000 for Mumbai, is
no,
it?
No, it's not.
We've done well.
So we've just been to The Hague, Dallas.
I've forgotten that one as well. What was the other one?
Hague to Milan.
Milan? How could you forget?
How could you forget you've been there four times?
Well, there where we've been. But has anyone from The Hague, Dallas or Milan been in touch to tell us what they love, hate and rate about the podcast?
No. Kay Anderson, hi guys, you're my favourite podcast. Always look forward to Monday and Thursday when I see the alert of a new ep. Bingo. That's it as well. Subscribe.
Mm.
Get on the subscription. From England, but live in Florida. You haven't done my area or around the world yet. It's Estero, Fort Myers and Naples. Because there's a lot of...
Naples?
There's a lot of places there. But would love to know the numbers. Fun fact, after last week's Goonies episode, the house is actually up for sale. Keep up the great work and keep us laughing. And that is a picture of the Goonies house, which is up for sale.
Really?
Yeah.
Where? I'm going to look at my notes.
1.65 million.
That's what they want for it.
Yeah. Oof. Hello.
Shall we chip in?
There we go. A little picture of the Goonies house. I'm amazed it's still there.
Well, they never got that golf course, did they? Because obviously they found One Eye Willie's treasure.
But
if
you notice, that's the only house that's there. I swear they had neighbours.
They had one opposite.
I swear they had opposite.
And they haven't done the drive up since. Louise French. Hi, guys. Had such a great night last night at the Anthony Burgess Foundation. Thanks for coming. Almost worth the 3-hour dash from Derby.
Almost. Almost worth.
I think it was worth it.
Yeah,
just to say, huge well done from growing that little podcast to doing a live show. Coulson was in heaven. Can't wait for the next one. Thanks again. Sally and Louise, the noisy Derby girls. Winky eye emoji, kiss, kiss.
Sounds like I've just had a moment on stage, that, doesn't it? Coulson was in heaven.
Mm.
Best day of my life.
Best day of your life. Now, this is BXKER lad on Insta. Is that...
Biker lad?
Biker lad on Insta. Hi, lads. You'll never read this, but I've got two films I think you'll enjoy. The first one is filmed...
Wild Hogs.
The first one is filmed called It Couldn't Happen to You. Rom-com. Heartwarming.
It Could Happen to You.
It Could Happen to You.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Have you?
Shit.
Shit. Rom-com, heartwarming, lovely for Coulson. Laughy face emoji, sort of sight, like... really laughing on the side. The other is an absolute belter, and it's called Roadhouse.
Oh, yeah. Swayze.
Swayze is a bouncer. Mm. Keep up the good work. Love the podcast, boys.
Mm.
Mm. Also, what a great mug. Thank you. He obviously bought mint. note from Henry. Don't forget, you can buy our mugs from our website, www.thesofacinemaclub.com/merch.
Was that in the review?
Yeah. I like that. That's made me laugh. Apple Reviews, quality podcast. This is Harry.Marsh_5 stars. Great podcast and generally great film choices too.
Generally. Thereabouts.
Wink emoji.
5 stars, can't moan with that.
Five stars.
We?
Thank you for leaving an Apple review. Remember, leave an Apple review and subscribe every week.
Well, that is all we've got time for in this week's episode. But before we bow out, Ben, you always leave us with a big, deep question in the form of, would you rather?
Oh, right, here we go. Right, this could be, obviously, the caveat with all of these is this could be shit.
Mm.
Right. Would you rather lose all your teeth or lose a day of your life every time you kiss?
Ooh.
I'll read it one more time. Ooh. Would you rather lose all your teeth or lose a day of your life every time you kiss?
You'd be fucked, Jack.
I'd be fucked.
So, Kiss, define, please.
Well,
kiss, are we talking?
Kiss is defined.
Yeah, but is that every time your lips touch, or is that?
Yeah,
it's a kiss.
So, yeah,
whatever a kiss is.
But you can kiss multiple times in one kiss.
No. Each one, and it's a snog. It counts as one massive one.
Okay, that's fine.
No. But I think it's multiple as a snog. Multiple kisses.
No, you just said one.
Days. No, but I've changed my mind. Days of days and days. You're losing days if you're snogging.
What if you kiss someone on the cheek or kiss someone
day,
on the head?
Day.
You're taking them.
Kiss a baby? Ah. Oh. Kiss a dog? Ah. Oh.
No more kissing the dog, Ben.
No.
I couldn't lose my teeth. Because you lose your teeth. That's the first question.
But you can get brand new spanking ones these days that are better than your teeth.
No, you're not getting that, Jack. You're not having that.
We're talking gums. No. We're talking...
Because then there's no point to the would you rather.
No,
I've got new sparkly teeth. No, bollocks.
We're
talking
gums.
You've got no teeth. But, or you kiss and lose a day. Now, bear in mind how many times you might kiss. How many times? You might do five. Five in a day. You might kiss the dog five or six times.
I've worked it out. If you choose to lose your teeth...
No one's going to kiss
you. Who the fuck is going to kiss you
exactly.
anyway?
Exactly. I'm losing a day every time I kiss.
No. You keep your teeth, you knobhead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm losing a day every time I kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, knobhead.
Yeah, but you could end up losing years.
Yeah. It's all right.
Yes, you're going to... Basically, what I'm saying is, you stop kissing.
Five kisses a day. Think about it.
Yeah, no.
A week. 35 days
a
in
week,
a week.
Every day.
Yeah, what I'm saying is
a
I
month
would stop
in a week.
Kissing.
You'd have to limit your kissing.
So hold on, you're keeping your teeth, but you're stopping kissing.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're losing a day every time you kiss. Oh.
Yeah, but I wouldn't kiss. I wouldn't lose any days. That's what
once
I'm saying.
Once if you forget, once if you just think,
you're
oh,
not
going to
forget because it's your life.
This is a load of shit.
So are you losing kiss. Your teeth?
You can't kiss the dog anymore. But how many days have you got left, to be fair?
And on that note, it's probably a good time to remind you that we're back here on Thursday when
I
we're talking.
Be. I might be. I might things. Kiss myself to death.
Kiss to death.
I kissed to death. What happened, Ben? I had a lot of kisses.
It's a good
I went
way
to a party.
It's a good way to go.
There was lots of mistletoe. That was it.
Thursday, we're talking all things Star Wars, which is Jack's last pick of the series.
Empire Strikes Back.
Star Wars 2.
Yeah, Star Wars 2.
Don't forget, you can follow us on Instagram, Twitter and TikTok. And did you know we're on Facebook?
Are we?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know it was on Facebook anymore.
Well, I found us on Facebook this week.
Well, we're on there.
We're on the Book of Face. So if you want to find us on that...
I wonder why they didn't call it that. Hello,
Buckface.
Welcome to the Book of Face.
See you on Thursday. Until then, good night, God bless.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.